Shulim that were dumped into it. But the Mishneh in Perek Aleph Mishneh Zayin has reference to the extended area. So in the extended area, it cannot, the mind cannot be mitaya b'zeichlin. Masha'in kei, Perek Hei Mishneh Hei, when Rav Tzodek says, she'ikeven, they can be mitaya b'zeichlin, the meimayon are more, are larger, are more numerous than the mikshamim that were dumped into it. So the Rav Tzodek has reference to the original. The original. Now, how can we explain? How can we explain the Rashi? So the Rashi is the biggest machmer. The Rashi is the biggest machmer. According to the Rashi, so if, let's say, the big shomim are more numerous than the main mayon, then it doesn't tell anything of mayon, and it requires room so, and it's not the kind of zechri. So then the shemayon is properly done. It can be everything. If the big shomim are more numerous than the main mayon, then the shemayon is properly done. So you cannot the entire Bezeichon, of course, and it cannot even be entire the whole show, which requires them so, and it can only be entire Bezeichon. Now, when, if the Menayon, if the Menayon are more than the Mikshami, then it depends. If the Menayon are more than the Mikshami, so then it depends. In the original area, so then, it has it in Mayon, it got everything. It has it in Mayon, it got everything. Now, the extended area, so even if the Mayon is more than the Mishon. But in the extended area, it cannot be mitaya b'zeichlin. The water in the extended area cannot be mitaya b'zeichlin. Not only if the mikshami that were dumped in are larger than the original volume of the mimayon, even if the mimayon is much larger, and furthermore, according to the Rash, even if it's a little bit of water, is just dumped in. Even if a little bit of water is dumped into the mayon, so in the extended area, it cannot be mitaya b'zeichlin. And furthermore, the shita of the Rashi is that even if it didn't dump anywhere, he didn't dump any mikshami, but he just started to dig. And as a result of the digging, so the area was lengthened. So the water in the extended area, even though all he did, he just dug new areas. And he didn't dump any mikshami. So if the water flowing in the extended area cannot be mitaya b'zeichlin. And that's a big chiddush, a big chumrah. That's the shita of the Rashi. Now we can see that shita of the Rashi here. Tanya b'di said, Mayon shemim amvoti, v'ribu alo, v'nirchivei, mitaya b'shberen, v'nimitaya b'zeichlin, elo ad mokei, שיוכל עליו פרוסי, פירש ריבו לו ויחיבה, שאושו בריחו לפונו, ונשמאלי מים זכוי. Now, all he did, he made בריחו, he dug בריחו, he extended the areas, he did some digging, and he didn't dump any water. ומקיימי שאו יום זכוי מתחילו, אין איסו מקיימץ כשאיר אין אלו בשבירה, אבל מן סו ודל בו. So in other words, the Rashi is so machin, the Rashi is so machmir that even if he didn't dump any mikshami, he just dumped and he dug and excavated new channels, new grooves, and then water started to flow in the new channels, in the new grooves. So that water will only be retired by Shreira. It will not be retired here. Will not be retired by Zechel. Will not be retired by Zechel. That's it. How can the Rashi be explained? After all, no new water was there. It's all the water, even the new areas. So only the water from the spring is flowing there. So how is it that it cannot be retired as a queen, but it doesn't require an answer? I think that the Rashi can be explained with Reb Chaim's first answer. Even though Reb Chaim doesn't mention the Rashi, he only discusses the Rambam. In other words, that there are certain halachos that depend upon the habits of life, and there are certain halachos that depend upon Meimai. So in other words, now, it can be explained according to the second paragraph of Reb Chaim too. But the Rashi is, in other words, in the new areas, even though he didn't dump any mikshon, but since without his digging, so no water would flow into it, and the reason is why water is running is because of his being, so Meire cannot be retired with Zechri. Why can't it be retired with Zechri? It cannot be retired with Zechri because according to the Rash, so what has a din of Mayon? Only that which is, if the water flows to the Shemayim, without human intervention. As a matter of fact, there is a machlokes achrayim. Now, mayon is a spring. What's about a well? You know, there is a mayon, and there is a bay, and there is a bayon. Bay is for bridge. That's a mixture. You dig a pit, and then you manipulate that rain should fall in, rainwater should drop in. So that's a mixture. A mixture is a reservoir in which you store water, but you have to make sure that it shouldn't be shallow. So a mikveh, by definition, is a reservoir of water, a pool in which water comes in without becoming shallow before it comes in. That's a mikveh. This is there. And then there is a mayon. What is a mayon? Mayon is a spring. And then there is there a well. There's a difference between a well and a spring. A spring is completely the Shemayim. It doesn't start to flow water as a result of human intervention. Precious is precious, eternal is water. Niagara Falls, so it was not done by man, it's the Shemayim, eternal is water. And other Mayanites are not as gigantic as Niagara Falls, but they emanate water in the Shemayim. Then there is a well. A well represents a combination of the Shemayim and the Yod. What is it? How a well is not the Shemayim, a well, now you have to dig. So you keep on digging until you reach a mile. So the Shemayim is whether a well can be used, can be considered al-Pidin as a mile. Let's say Zah has to be taken in a mile. Kemizar Viteve, instead in his spring, instead of being Tevel in his spring, let him Tevel in a well. So, most Achim say that a well has a din of money. We got the evidence. However, the Mishkan is Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov of Kalina, and I think the Rabbi Yaakov family, they asa Tevel in the well, because they say that since the Troshim Teraskianim says, in Baal Sheshvili, Man Mayon Shebiliodo, Av Kol Biliodo. So that is not Kia, a well, a Meir, because a Meir is not Man Mayon Bilishamayim, Av Kol Bilishamayim. So that negates a well, because a well is not Bilishamayim. Those most poskim say that a well has a din of mayon. So what do they do about that roshim teraskiyamim that says ma mayon shebilishamayim ma kol shebilishamayim? So they say that a well is completely bilishamayim. Let's say suppose you have a mayon, and then somebody, a certain person, let's say, would build a wall to block the mayon. Let's say there's a mayon here. There's a mayon here on the street, let's say, here. And then somebody built a big wall. So what, no one has access to the water of the mayon because there is a big wall that blocks it. Then another person will come and will tear down the wall. So you'll say, well, that mayon cannot be used as a mayon because it's not in Shamayim. You have to resort to human intervention. Without a human being tearing down the wall, so that water, no one would have access to that water. So we tell him, no, the mayon itself, the emanation of the water from the mayon, so that emanated b'nei shamayim. That was not done through human intervention, but there is a wall that was mafsid. So every time we dig a well, what does it mean we dig a well? Let's say, here at the distance there is a spring that emanates water. But the offer that intervenes, that is interposed between this area and the place, the spot of the mayon, so that blocks it. So by digging a well, it means you just remove a lot of offer so that the water that emanates from a distance, from a certain spring, becomes accessible to us. So, in other words, the human intervention only removes the mineya, the thing that blocks it, but it doesn't set up the mayon. So the mayon, it's not considered to be filial, it's considered to be vidishama. However, the Rabbi Yankel Kalina, the Mishkenes Yaakov, he answers a well as a mikveh to be mitayah b'zeichon. Of course, if the well water would be b'shveiren, so you certainly could be tevel, because a mikveh is also mitayah b'shveiren. But if the well water is zeichon, usually the water in the well is flowing water, not still water. So then, according to the Mishkenes Yaakov and according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you couldn't be tevel, because it seems that the well comes into existence and comes accessible to us through human intervention, through digging. So the male, it does not have a din of a mayon, and if it does not have a din of a mayon, it can only be mitayah b'shveiren, it can not be mitayah b'shveiren. But most poskim achrim can Rabbi Yaakov and Mishkenes Yaakov. Now, the shita of the Rash apparently is like the Mishkenes Yaakov and Rabbi Yaakov. Because according to the Rav, so when the Mishneh Perkei, Mishneh Gimel says that Mayim Shoyosha Kenado Ribo Lo Bimshichei, so it doesn't mean Ribo Lo Bimshichei that he dumped water. He didn't dump any water. He made new excavations, new diggings, and he extended the area of where the water could flow.
die entsprechende Familie zu hier.
So then, this, the water in here, in the extended area, cannot be mitala b'zeichlin. Cannot be mitala b'zeichlin. Why can't it be mitala b'zeichlin? So apparently the shita of the Rash is like Mishkan Yaakov from the Arkadem, that the well, a b'eilion, is not a mayon. Why is it a mayon? Because it becomes available as a mayon only through human intervention. Even though the effect of the digging of human intervention is only to remove a certain blockage, but since that blockage is in the karka itself, and naturally it doesn't emanate water here because of that blockage, and through human digging, through human intervention, it becomes available to us. So that means that it starts, for all practical purposes, it starts emanating as a result of human intervention. And that is to be distinguished from the case of a mayon that had a solid wall in front of it, and then a person tore down the wall, so then it certainly would have it in mind. Because over there, so naturally in Shasis in the glaciers, it was accessible. And then for human intervention, it became blocked. So there, again, for human intervention, it removed the blockage that was introduced by man. So in Mele, it's not considered with the Odom, it's considered in Shemayim. But in this case, when you dig a well, so in Shasis in the glaciers, it was blocked. It was blocked by the Karak and Shasis in the glaciers. And through human intervention, it became available, it became accessible to us. So merely it's considered not to be the Shemayim, it's considered to be the Yodom. So merely we can explain the Shita of the Rash. We can explain the Shita of the Rash that way. Now, the Shita of the Rash that way. So, now, as a matter of fact, Rabbi Yankel Kalina mentions as a raya that he said that the Rash cites in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah. Now, Mishnah Bo, Mitamsi Shoy Postho, the Bible of the Rash, Vishoso Toya, the Bible mentioned of Mishnah Mikar, the Zuha Bible, the Amino, you will also feel a reminder of me. You will hoche also, I will be shaken if you are sort of the king of your dying. Kindly be said, the Bible man, Mitamsi Shoy Postho, שמדביעו בהם הסמאת ומדביעו בהם אודם יודעים וכאים זה הכלל, כל מקרה שאודם תאבו בהם יודעים וכאים תאבו בהם אין אודם תאבים ואין יודעים וכאים תאבו בהם ואין להם מתאמציאס כל זמן שהקשונים ילדים ואורים ביצצי פוסקו קשונים ואורים ביצצי הרי כמתאמציאס פוסקו מביצצי הרי כמגבוי החיפר מצל הים מצל הנור ובכן הבוצים הרי כמתאמציאס, החיפלה מצד מיון. כל זמן שהם בואים מהכנסת מיון, אף אופי שפייסקים וחזרין ומשכין, הרי כמיון. פוסקו מוליס משכין, הרי כמתאמציאס, and then there is another girl say, the Rash says, is the girl say, הרי כמגבול. But whether the right girl say is הרי כמתאמציאס, or we are giving Sarem Kaboyim, but the Sefte says in so many words that Hachikriya Bitzad Mayon, Hachikriya Bitzad Mayon, so he says, Poskum Nismeishchim Harein Kimitamtsis. So, Kolt Manshim Boimach Masa Mayon, Avon Pishe Peiskim Vichizri Umeishchim Harein Kimayon, but Poskum Nismeishchim Harein Kimitamtsis. So Rabbi Yankel Kalina says, and Rabbi Akiven, they both say that it's Sefte Mefoleshes. What is a well? What is a well? In other words, a well, when you dig a well, so what does it mean? That there was offal. In the Karka Oretz, there was a lot of offal that was interposed between the water from the spring that is over there, and that blocked the flow of the water from the mayon that is over there, because the offal in at the bottom of the ground, it blocked it, and then you started to remove the soil, the debris And so then, there was an open channel. So then the water from the Bayan over there became accessible to us, became available to us. So that's mamish, that's what the Yankel Gondar says, that's mamish, hachife, b'tzad mayon, and it's post-communal legislation. Because it doesn't flow on account, it stopped over there. So on account of the offer that intervened between Israel and the Mayan over there, so it was posak miyismeishchi, it couldn't flow, it couldn't extend any further, the flow couldn't extend any further. And as a result of the digging, so it started to flow. So arrangimitantzies, or kimidaboy, but it wasn't a redin of a Mayan. It was not a redin of a Mayan. So, but all the other poskim, the achirik, everybody said, Rabbi Akiven and the Mishkan Yaakov are the only Achreini who asked a day for Tvira. But don't they mention a Tisefte? So they say this Tisefte has reference to a case, especially according to the Girsi, post-communist mission, Harein Kimitamsius. So that fits it very well. So in other words, as reference to the case where as a result of the digging, it's not, you see, there are two situations. Sometimes you start digging, let's say there is a well here, and there is a spring here, and then in the carcass, the bottom of the carcass, there's another water. So that blocks it, so the water cannot flow. Then you dig up all the soil. So then there is an open channel. So the water from the spring here is ready to flow with this. So the digging only allows open space within which the water from the spring is ready to flow. So in such a case, it's kosher as a mayon. So even for Ispitaya Bezechli, they say, and it can be tak, and it's kosher for tefillah of mitzvoyim, of zavim, and azoyes, and kiddush mechatos, everything, because all that the person did by the digging, he just to open up space, so to remove the blockage that was at the bottom of the carpet. But then there is another situation. The other situation is, let's say, where there was a mayon, and in the course of the time, so the soil at the bottom of the carcass absorbed moisture. And then, when you start digging, so you undermine, you loosen the soil, so then it starts exuding. The soil itself starts exuding the water, the moisture that was absorbed in it. Then it's not alive. So when the Tisefta says, Achim fir bitzad mayon koz man shen boi machmas ha mayon ava bishe peskin vichizri umeshrin harein ki mayon. So the Tisefta says, if you study And then you see that actually the water from this mayon was able to flow all the time, but there was a blockage. It couldn't pass through that gigantic pile of soil of sand. So that's why it wasn't accessible to us. But the moment you dig out all the sand, all the debris from the earth, so then there is open space, you remove the blockage, and then the water is able to flow freely. So then it's like tearing down a wall that blocks a mayon from being accessible to us. So the human intervention is only effective in removing a certain blockage.
So then it's kosher as a mayon. Mashin if it's in the case of post-kumun yismish. In other words, when the water starts flowing. And then even after you dig out all the debris and all the soil, the sand from the ground, so it's not that the water over here is able to flow freely. It doesn't flow from the mayon. It flows from the sand that are oversaturated with water. So then it's arranged in Tamsin Shoikos. And of course, the lotion of the Tisepteh tends to indicate that this is the right pshat, not the pshat by Rabbi Akiven and the Mishkenes Yaakov. But anyway, there is a shite by Rabbi Akiven and the Shias Yavet and the Mishkenes Yaakov that Aser Tvileh in a well. Why? Because even for a needle, they Aser, because a needle doesn't require Tvileh in Maim Chayim, but she can be developed in a mikveh. But a mikveh can only be mitayah b'shveren. And well water usually is flowing water, not still water. If it's still water, so there's something wrong with the well. So the water in a well is flowing water. And they say, and according to Rabbi Akiven and Rabbi Yaakov Kalina, so since a well comes into existence as a result of human intervention and of human digging, some melee does not have a din of a mayon. Because mayon is bidishamayim, here it's not bidishamayim. And they mention this deceptive to substantiate the view. So, from most of the shaming, it's mashma not like Rabbi Aita Lekalina. But from the Rash, it's mashma like Rabbi Aita Lekalina. Because the Rash says that in Mayon Shul Moshe Kenado and Ribolov Vimshichei, so he says, so Hariuk Moshehoyo, so it means, and then he says, but Hoyo Eimid Ribolov Vimshichei, so Ribolov Vimshichei in Perkei Mishne Gimel doesn't mean Ribolov, he dumped an abundance of water. Of Mayim Shuvim. No, it means Ribolov Yimshichei means he did some digging. He maybe constructed breches. He dug and he dug new channels. He lengthened the channels that existed before. So only in the original area where water was flowing before he started to dig the new channels can be mitayah b'zeichuim. But the water that is flowing now as a result of the new channels, so the water that is flowing in the new channels, so cannot be mitayah b'zeichuim. Why not? So if the Rashite being that well water can be mitayah b'zeichuim, that is certainly not less than well water. So we see that the Shite of the Rash is like Rabbi Yaakov Kalina and the Shivas Yavetz. However, all the other Rishonim who mention the Shite and of the Rash and the Amasikanim, and they say it's inconceivable, it's not sound. How can we say that even if most of the water is Minayon, and furthermore, even if no new water is dumped, so in the new channels that were formed as a result of his digging, so they cannot be mitayah b'zeichuim. Why not? So they disagree. So this is the point in issue between the Rash and the other Rishonim. But the Rashite is like Rabbi Yaakov Kalina. Anyway, so the Rashite can be explained, I think, according to Rabbi Chaim second Teretz. Now, so according to the Rash, the new areas, the new channels, even though there is no new water dumped in those new channels, so they cannot be mitayah b'zeichuim, but they can be mitayah b'cholshu. They can be mitayah b'cholshu. Why can they be mitayah b'cholshu? Why can they be mitayah b'cholshu? So, obviously, you can explain it, I think, according to both Terutzim and Rav Chaim, we can explain it on the basis of the second Teretz and Rav Chaim. In other words, it's according to the Rash. So the new channels, since the water, the Mayon did not flow there naturally before, and now it starts to run in the new channels as a result of human digging, so mainly it does not finish a Mayon. Mayon by definition means water that flows naturally, not water that flows artificially. That's the definition of Mayon. Water that flows naturally, not artificially. So Mimele doesn't have a Shemayon, but it's still entirely Choshu. According to the Yisod, in Rav Chaim second Teretz, and according to the Yisod of the Lechem Simlo, because it's not that Mayon, that the Aloche of Menso doesn't apply to Mayon. It applies to Mayon, but in Mayon we always have in the potential Menso, we have 1,000 Sotu, we have 10,000 Sotu. So there is never a diminution of the Shia, no matter what the Shia would be, since it tends to emanate without a limit. So we consider that there is Memso. So here too, the Shemayon is bottled, because Mayon by definition means that the water runs naturally, not artificially. Okay, here it doesn't run, it doesn't flow naturally. It's as a result of human intervention. So it's flowing here. So it doesn't have a din of Mayon. But Memso there is, because it keeps on emanating water without a limit. So that's why it can be mitayel as Miriam. And I think that the Rashi can be explained in accordance with Rav Chaim's first Teretz too. Because we can say that, in other words, that mitayel b'cholshu depends, mitayel b'cholshu, well, I think it's better. Because the Rashi can be explained better with Rav Chaim's second Teretz, not with Rav Chaim's first Teretz. Okay. So that's all for today. Now, so for Thursday, I don't want to require you to go over the Mishnayos in the second period, but I want to go over the Pirush HaMishnah and all the Mishnas in the first period. But of course, the Rosh. I mean, the Rosh was explained fully already. I mean, but they're just the Pirush HaMishnah and all the Mishnayos. I know the Mishnayos in the first period. And then the second period will start next Sunday. I'll ask you to go back to this message.
Chai Elul, Hashanah Tav Shem Mem Aleph, Bliya and Hora, September 17th, 1981.
This Mishnah, Mayim Shemil of Morton, Rober Mayim Shuvi, Shogel Mitzvah Litaya Beish Beirem, who Mayim Lehavu de Gehoshu. This Rav Chaim has been criticized by some Chavri, that he ignores all the pshat in the Rambam, and doesn't even mention that, but the truth is, he doesn't ignore all the pshat in, whatever the pshat in the Rambam is, we have to understand it. It's true that according to the Kesef Mishneh, it might be, I mean, from Kesef Mishneh it's mashma, that he did not explain it that way. But the other Rishayim in the Rambam certainly don't say anything, I mean, that is contrary to Rav Chaim's pshat. Now, Rav Chaim has two pshatim. The first Teretz, so Rav Chaim refutes, but it doesn't have to be refuted, and we'll see that according to one pshat of Rishayim in the Rambam, so we have to apply the first Teretz of Rav Chaim. We'll soon see. Now, we have three Mishnahs that have to be studied together. One is Mishneh Zayin, Perek Aleph. Mayim Shemim of Moratim, Visharobol of Mayim Shuvim, Shovel Mikvel Itayah Beish Beirem, Ulmayon Lihadu Beibichon Shem. Now, in general, we have to know that there is a machlekes resheni in regard to these three mishnas. This is one mishnah. The other mishnah is Perikei Mishnah Gimel, the mishnah of Nago, and then the mishnah Hei in Perikei Mishnah Hei. Hei Tzadik Lazechlin Shavu Bar Neitrin Shein Kshel. Now, most resheni say that Reb Tzodek's halacha of Zeichlim Shehov Ranetri Shein Kshiri applies even to the Mekenis Orochekim, the extended area. When you dump water into a malon, so then you have two areas to consider. The original area where water was running before to, and the extended area where before water was not running. Something is, that I mentioned here, in the diagram. So let's say, at first water was flowing only up to here. Then as a result of the dumping of the other water, the nature, so it started to run and extended up to here. So this is the original area, and from here to here is the extended area. So most Rishayim say that Reb Tzodek's din, alazeichli sherob alanit, Shein Kshiri applies even to the extended area. However, there are a few Rishayim who say that Heit Reb Tzodek alazeichli sherob alanit, Shein Kshiri applies only to the original area, but extended area, yeah, so it cannot be mitayav b'zeichlin, even though the zeichlin is more than the lady. Whose shite is that? There's the shite, well, it's certainly the shite of the Marik. The Marik says so explicitly, and no one says that the Marik does not have the shite. The Marik certainly has the chite that Reb Tzodek's halacha ala zeichlin sherob ala neitrim shemusheirim applies only to the original area. But suppose he dumped some neitrim and the zeichlin are more than the neitrim. The zeichlin are more than the neitrim. So then, according to Marik, so only in this area it's the entire zeichlin. But this area not, in view of the fact that originally, without the supplement of the Meikshon, so the Meikshon wouldn't extend here, so why do the Meikshon flow here? As a result of the booster by the Meikshon. So the Meikshon, it doesn't have a din of Meikshon, and it cannot be Mitayav Zeich. According to Marik. And Pashtus Haloshon of the Rash is also like that. And the Shach says so. However, there is a Bes Yosef, which is a very difficult Bes Yosef. After we finish the Mishnayos, we learn, the Tur and Bes Yosef and Mechaber and Ramo. But the Bes Yosef Shite is to the contrary, but the Bes Yosef is very difficult. The Loshon, not only Pashtus Haloshon, it's Mamesh Mifuresh. Furesh in the Rash that Reb Tzodek's din ala zeichlin sherob ala neitrim sheikshirim the amitayav zeichlin applies only to the original area, but the extended area where it didn't flow before, so then it's not mitayav zeichlin. As a matter of fact, the Rash goes even one step further. The Rash it's mashma that even if it didn't dump any mitzvah, not a drop of water, but he just dug new channels, and not an additional drop of water was dumped. So, but as a result of the new channels dug by him, so the area was extended, the flowing area was extended, in other words, until he dug the new channels, so the water was flowing up to here. As a result of the new channels, so water started to flow up to here. So the Shach appears to say it explicitly that over here the mayim is not entirely there. So it's a kalachema. Even that the Marik wouldn't say. All that the Marik says, if there was a dumping of Meit Shomim, but it's mute, the rov consists of Meimayim. So then, the extended area where water didn't flow before, and now water is flowing from here to here. Why? Because of the additional water. But additional water is immune relative to the original volume of water that was contained here in the mayim before. So the Mahichiti is, in view of the fact that the Mishonim enabled the water to go farther, so Mele, it doesn't have a din of mayim in the extended area. Masha'im came, according to Marik, if, let's say, he will not dump any water in the Mishonim, he'll just dig new channels, Mele, the same water, the main mayim will be enabled to flow smoothly into the extended area, then the Marik is made there, that will be Bitar Mizechli. But the Rashi is even more Machmir, he's the biggest Machmir, the Rashi, that even if no make Shomim were dumped, but he just dug new channels, thereby enabling the original water so to flow into the new channels, so the water in the new channels cannot be Bitar Mizechli. It's just, and the Shach says so, and it seems mifuresh in the Rash. However, there is a Mishyosef that says that the Rash does not agree with the Shite of the Marik, and that the Rash holds that Rav Tzodek's testimony of Al Hazechlin Sherob Al Hanitvim Shem Kshirim applies even to the water. It applies even to the water in the extended area. But the Rash says that explicitly the contrary. And as a matter of fact, you can look in Mishneh Hey, Pirkei Mishneh in the Rash. Hey, Prepsodik al Hazichlin Sherob al Hanitvim. Shein Shir. What do you mean Shein Shir? The Amitai Abizechim. The first line in the Rash. And Mishneh, in Mishneh, in Pirkei Mishneh, the first line. Kerem Abishchile, Hoyo Vinei Trimoti, Vinitzrich Lashminon, Afil Bimokim Shein Kitei Tvile Bizechim, Eloim Kinei Trimashlim Le, Dilitei Noche, Maiko Mashmon, Pshite, Dimkein, Yipsulu Kolanois, Afil Mandova Nare, Mikifi Mavrich, That's a machlekes in regard to Mahoris. So there's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. How about Mahoris? That in certain days in the year, when there is a lot of rain, when there is an abundant rainfall, so then there is more, quantitatively speaking, so there is more rainwater than river water. You see, the basic river water is Meimai, because how do we get a river? What does it mean, a river? So there is water, there is a mayon in the karka of the river. I mean, so, in other words, seas, oceans, rivers are big mayones. So the basic water in the river emanates from itself. But sometimes, in the rainfall season, when it starts to pour for days and weeks, so then it might be, we might end up in a situation that the rainfall water is quantitatively larger. The value of the rain water is quantitatively larger than the river water. So there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says that in those days, when the Harpros has an overflow of rainwater, so then you cannot be taken. because it's Eichli, and because on account of the abundant overflow of rain water in our cause, so the melee does not, it ceases to have the Shemayon. And so it's only mitzvah, and the mitzvah cannot be mitzvah of Zeich. Shmuel says, now mitzvah is boich. For every measure of rainwater, so that the hay compensates by two measures. So many explain it, not that Shmuel is chilik and rab in regard to a mitzvah. I mean, the Mitzias is, as Rav says, that certain seasons, certain days, so the total volume of the rainwater is more quantitatively than the total volume of the river water. But qualitatively, so every measure of rainwater is compensated by two measures of river water. So anyway, so there's a machlokes. So he says, "Shenchel klima b'schila, hoyl v'neitvim rotim, b'itzak lashminu, afil v'mokim shen k'neitvila b'zichli, elim k'neitvim ashlinu hem, v'leitim ochem, maikum ashmo, pshitetim k'nivtzum k'lanoris, afil mandoma nare mikivim avrich."